Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Welcome to yet another podcast in which we will be delving into a strong prophetic word from the Lord about the times in which we live, and specifically in America. Now, this particular episode was prompted by a couple of things, and I had a brief video that came across my YouTube channel, and it was entitled, Warning, the Apocalypse is Here. It was by Kenan Bridges. And I have a link put on the website here on epicbooksandcafe.com here. And this was something that premiered on YouTube, according to the date, March 24th. It premiered on March 24th, 2021. Now, the reason this video struck me is because on March 19th, I had just released a new book on Amazon entitled Taking Back the Night. It's about restoring God's season of power in the earth. Now, in that book, the Lord identified four political leaders in America. He called them by name, and he called them the four horsemen of their own apocalypse. Now, when the Lord gave this to me, it was in the middle of the night. I was sound asleep, and he said it twice. He called their names, and he said he called them the four horsemen of their own apocalypse. Now, I won't go into a whole lot of detail about what that meant, but I will focus on what it means by apocalypse. And Pastor Bridges in this video gave a wonderful explanation, and was confirmation of what the Lord had me put in the book. Because we are in the apocalypse now. Don't get excited. Let me explain a bit more. Because people have used the term apocalypse for the wrong thing. And in fact, that was part of the revelation the Lord gave me in the book. Apocalypse has always been described as destruction, massive wars, and the end of the world. But that's not what it means. By definition, apocalypse is a revelation. And according to Strong's Concordance, apocalypse is a disclosure of truth, revealing a thing or things that were unknown. It's the revealing of events that were hidden and making them visible to all. So when the Lord first talked to me about the times in which we are living now, he had me put it in the War Journal 1999 to 2010, Volume 1, where he declared that in these last days in which we're living now, it would be a time of great revealing of secret things. He was saying that all things, both good and bad, he was going to be revealing during this time frame. So when we're looking at an apocalypse, we're looking at a revelation, a revealing. And specifically, we talked about how Jesus talked about revealing of things in his time. He talked about how things that were hidden in darkness would be brought to light. Jesus talked about things that are hidden in darkness would be brought to light. And he said in Luke 12, 1 and 3, he was telling his people to beware the leaven or the sin of the Pharisees, which was hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Now, this is important because this is where the Lord is saying we are now today. But even in the Old Testament, the Bible said that the secret things in Deuteronomy 29 and 29, the secret things belong to God. Solomon also echoed the same thing in Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14, where he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." So that was a warning from Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. So we shouldn't be surprised that with God, anything that's hidden is going to be revealed. You know, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. And truth will always prevail over evil, and it will be revealer of all things that are hidden. Then that is the truth of what it is to be in the kingdom of God. The truth of everything will be revealed. So what makes the apocalypse so much more is because it is the revelation of the person of Jesus Christ. God will reveal who he is in these last days through his son. And in the book, Taking Back the Night, that's what God has me talk about, how he wants to make himself known in the earth. And how he does it is through his wonders, by revealing his power. And the book goes into detail about how God has revealed himself in the past, and specifically in the case in Egypt when in the days of Moses. And you might remember from the scripture at that time, the children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt, and God said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said something so bold that caused God to bring plagues against Egypt. I mean, he was bold. He said, "Who is this Lord that I should obey him and let you go?" And that's in Exodus, that's kind of a recant of Exodus 7:1. he was bold to say, okay, I don't know this Lord, so why do I have to obey him? And essentially in America, that's what people are saying. I don't know this Lord. I don't know. Do you talk about some God? I don't know who he is. The God of the Christians, the God of the Jews, the God we don't know. What's he to me? Why should I listen to him and obey? And that's where we are in America. And God could have just, you know, spoken out of heaven, but he didn't do that. Not in the way, you know, we heard of Jesus' day, when you heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. God could have spoken in that terms, but he didn't. He didn't use enticing words of men's wisdom. He demonstrated who he was with power. And that's why he sent the plagues against Egypt. And God is saying that is exactly where we are in America right now. We've had enough word preached at us that people aren't listening to the words anymore. It's time for God to show up in power. Now, I remember in 2015, the Lord sent me with a strong word to the pharaohs of this nation. And it was to tell them to let God's people go. There was some resistance to Christian ideas back in that time. There's Christian companies, businesses were being hit. Christians were being persecuted in this nation. And the Lord said, let my people go to worship me. And God said in this prophecy he had me deliver was, if you do not let them go, I will bring plagues upon you greater than what I did with Egypt. Now, I actually had to go and speak these words that God was going to bring plagues against America to take down the leaders of this country. And that was back in 2015. So when God spoke this time about these four leaders he called the horsemen of their own apocalypse, I went into the Bible and looked about what is this? You know, who are the four horsemen and how do they come to be? And what I really realized very strongly is that they didn't just show up. Jesus opened the Lamb of God, Jesus opened seals of a book in heaven, and the horsemen were released. And the horsemen were released. It was a wrath of God, and it wasn't what the leaders are trying to do now. They're trying to, according to God, use the prophecy of Revelation to bring destruction and fear upon the people now, claiming and trying to make it the end of the world. That's why a lot of these things are going on, and they're trying to stir it up in the hearts and minds of people that this is the end, and it's not quite the end yet. It won't be the end until God's kingdom is raised up in the earth, the end will not come. So that's what we're looking at. But these leaders, as God was saying, are the self-appointed horsemen. He had me write in a book that the devil has been using these people by reading prophecy to bring evil and tragedy upon the nation. They're attempting to bring about the end of the age and usher in the mark of the beast and the person of the Antichrist. But this is not something that men can do. This is done by the hand of God. This is the wrath of God upon the earth. Wicked man cannot bring it. It's coming from the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's the one that's going to strike all of this to make it all happen. So they're attempting to circumvent Jesus Christ. And it's almost like they're declaring themselves a Christ. They are the Lords. They're going to say, they're deciding what the end of the world is going to look like, and it's not what God is saying. So there's another version of something that there's something here that looks like a Christ, but it's not the Christ. It's a false Christ. There's a false prophet. There's everything that's going on right now in the nation, and what we're hearing in America, even on the news, what's coming out of people's mouths politically, it's all a false doctrine. It is not God. But they're trying to make it sound good, sound like it's God, sound like it's a good thing, hoping that people will buy it. But God is not going to buy it because it's an outright lie. Now people say, well, they're speaking some things that are true. Well, yeah, the devil does that. The devil can speak truth, but his heart is not lined up with God. What makes a person a false prophet is not what they say as much as who they're aligned with. A false prophet is aligned with enemy. He's got profit on his mind. He's got money on his mind. He's got position on his mind. Truth and the will of God is not part of his agenda. A true prophet of God, again, it's not about their words, even though the words will come to pass eventually if it's from God. It's about who their heart is aligned up with. Who are they causing men to follow? Are you following after them? Or are you following after God? Are they telling you to go after them, follow me? Or are they saying follow God? It's like in the book of Revelation when John kneels down to the angel and the angel says, don't do that. He says, worship God. And that's what the prophets have to be telling people, is you have to worship God. Don't worship me. Don't worship my words. Worship God. And that's the difference between a false prophet and a true prophet. That's the biggest difference is their alignment. What spirit is there? So when God said that the media was a false prophet in America, what he's saying is their heart is aligned up with the enemy. Their heart is aligned up with something that's against God. They don't want you to follow God. They want you to follow them. They want your money. They want your ratings. They want your life. That's what the devil's ultimate goal is. So you cannot hear that word from them and think it's God, even if it's a nice God. You got to test the spirits to see, is it leading me to God or against God? Is it causing me to go in my closet and pray more and aligning with them? Or is it causing me to be in fear? If it's fear, it's not God. But if it's faith, if it's love, if it's causing joy, it's coming from God. Now, going back to what God said these horsemen were doing and what was happening in America, is that the enemy was using prophecy to try to bring the end of the world and bring their own destruction upon America. But God said this is his grand finale. He called this his grand finale before Jesus returned. He gave me that in the War Journal book, and he's been speaking it ever since in almost its last few months very, very strongly. That this is it. We are in his grand finale. We are in his grand finale. And he said he put the players in place. He picked the venue. God wrote the script and no man can change it. The Bible is his script. In fact, the book of Revelations pronounces a curse upon anyone who adds or takes away from that book. Therefore, those leaders, those four horsemen, who, if that's what they call themselves, and those who were trying to devise the prophecies in the book and bringing destruction upon the nation, have set themselves up for a curse, according to the word itself. So God is saying that they're going to be dealt with in this hour. He says their end is coming soon, and they are indeed four horsemen that are bringing their own destruction, and it will be revealed in this last day. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen four leaders stripped naked before the world. Many, many times. It's coming, and it's coming soon. They have defied the armies of the living God, and he will not stand for it. God will put a stop to this evil in short order. Now, he kept showing me also what he calls a wicked council of men. They're men and women, not Democrats, but political and business and church leaders in league with judges and other officials. As God says, they've sold America to the highest bidder. Now, I'm going to tell you something. America has a covenant with God. America is in covenant with God, which means nobody can break that covenant. No one can break that covenant. And covenant is unto death. So those who sold out America are going to have their comeuppance with God. You have to understand, God will not force his way on us. But in this day, we're at the end of the day, and we are a covenant nation, he is going to stand by his word no matter what. And now there's so much that needs to be done before Jesus comes. So he's not going to deal with men anymore. He's not going to deal with their plots and their schemes. In fact, God said that the wisdom of men is over, done, final. He says trouble, serious trouble is coming to this nation because of this wicked council of people. And God is calling them all out. He's dealing with them now. And in the realm of the spirit, I've seen him go to person, commanding them to bow. And they've been fighting God. But he says their end has come. He says the enemies of this nation are coming fast and furious. And the Lord says they have an axe to grind with our political leaders. And God is going to allow it. He's going to allow them to have their day. And these leaders will have nowhere to hide. In fact, the seeds that they have sown, God cannot even stop. They will reap it on their own heads. Because they will reap it because of their thievery, their murder, their corruption, their deception, their lies. They will be sorely punished for how they have treated God's people. And threatenings and mockings of his word. They will learn up close and personal what God meant when he says, I've reproved kings for their sake. And he's saying, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Now, I'm going to go somewhere, it may shock a few people, but people in the church have been upset about Donald Trump. Don't be, God's got him as well. You know, it's not about Donald Trump, it's about God's will. And I know that the man was anointed for 2020. I saw it in the spirit. I heard God speak and say he was granted a second term, and that was weeks before the election even happened. I saw God anoint the man's head and put a crown on it and say he's ready for office. It's not 2024. The God said now. I know that. But I also know where I'm supposed to be. I also know where other people are supposed to be. And I also know that this wicked council of people has been working against the word and will of God for God's people. And they're about to pay for it. They're going to pay for every evil thing they've done. Every plot, every scheme, every death threat, every time they stole from us, stole from our kids, stole from our marriages. They're going to pay for it. The devil attempted to steal our divine destinies. But God said he's flipping the script on that lying devil. And it's a word of the Lord gave me that I put in that book. He says, I haven't changed my mind. What I said shall happen in your life, in the church, and in America, it shall happen. He says, write it down. He commanded me to write it down. And I did. I put it all in the book. Beloved, this is the apocalypse. Beloved, this is the apocalypse. This is the unveiling of Jesus Christ. It's the manifestation of God's word and our divine destinies before the entire world. Everything God said is in divine reversal. He's been saying that since December 2020, that everything was in a divine reversal. Everything the enemy did, he's reversing it all. So what you see today, you won't see tomorrow. He let the enemy have his play, but God did it on purpose to keep he wanted to catch the enemy in his own trap, but he's got to pay now. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it's about Donald Trump or about me or anybody of God's anointed. What God spoke will come to pass, even if he has to rip this nation apart and expose every evil plot, every evil deal the devil made to steal from us. God will correct it. And he says, now, says God, not in the near future, but now. That's why he told us the other day to buckle up. Things are about to get ugly and you don't want to be caught in that mess. Now, I'm going to say one last thing before I end this podcast. And I know some people are not going to be happy about this, but I'm going to say it anyway because God told me to write it down. A question came up in my spirit. I don't remember what I was doing, but sometimes my spirit talks to God, and I wasn't even thinking. I was doing something totally different, and I heard in my spirit, if Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States, which God said he was, what is that that is attempting to take over the nation? And the Holy Spirit responded loud, works of men. He said, it will be destroyed. It will not stand. It shall fall. That's the word of the Lord. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they plotted. Now, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. I'm not a fan of any of these people. I work for God. I don't take sides. I just listen to him. I stay out of the news. I don't listen to none of that mess. I don't listen to other people's attention. I need to be able, as a prophet and apostle of God, I have to hear from heaven what the truth is. The truth is God's word, not what these people are speaking, not what people are guessing at, what they're hypothesizing. The truth is God's words. God is not a man. He's not like us. He cannot lie. So whatever he said must come to pass, it's coming to pass. His word will not return to him void. So those of you who are thinking, well, it didn't happen. Oh, it's happening, baby. It's happening as we speak. God is pulling this thing upside down, right side up. This is the apocalypse. This is the great unveiling. And they're going to scramble. They're going to be mad. But guess what? They're not going to be able to do anything. Why? Because God has this thing sewn up. As he said, this is his grand finale. His grand finale. Hey, no, he wrote this script. Nobody can change it. He will shake all the nations with his magnificent power. In fact, if he shakes America, he's going to use America. He's going to use America. He's going to shake America so powerfully that it's going to cause the nations of the world to get saved. People are going to be running to Jesus Christ. The Lord had showed me in the spirit mountains being moved from their positions. I saw mountains moving. Huge mountains were being moved. And the Lord showed the base of the mountain. There were a handful of God's people moving the mountains. They were speaking and moving the mountains with their hands. How is that possible? I don't know. But that's the power that God said is on us. It's coming. Then I saw men climbing up the mountains fast, as though they can get up higher. It was going to keep them from the wrath of God. The mountains kept moving, no matter how high they were. They went. They could not stop what was happening. They couldn't stop what God was doing in the earth. Others were hiding in caves and crying for the rocks to fall on them. This is the apocalypse. This is the apocalypse, and it's here now. It's a manifestation of our God and all of his power. And we're about to see some mighty things we've never seen before, beloved. That's why when I saw the video that Kenan Bridges did, it was powerful because it was confirmation of what the Lord had told me. It's not about the destruction. No, it's about the God who will strike such a fear with his power in the hearts of men. They'll try to retaliate. Some will self-destruct. But it's about God revealing who he is like he did to Pharaoh. He had to send plagues to Pharaoh. He'll have to send plagues to America. The only way these people in America, his covenant nation, will bow to him is if God shows up and shakes this thing to the core. And that's what he's getting ready to do. But in order to do that, he had to allow our leaders to do their evil. He had to have a just cause to come against this nation. And our leaders and their lies and deception that are now sitting in the White House, sitting in these government seats who've schemed and plotted against God himself, they're having to come up in this time, as God called it, his grand finale before Jesus comes. And he describes it as fire in the sky and in the earth. Fireworks. He said it's a time of his justice, a time of God's justice. It's not the end of the world. It's a time of God's justice where good and bad are rewarded for their persistence. So if you've been persistently good, following in faith and following God, oh, you can be rewarded big time. Good things are coming your direction. You're going to be blessed beyond measure. God is getting ready to transfer wealth in your direction. Health, supernatural power of God moving through your life in Jesus' name. Now, for those of you who've been doing bad and evil intentionally, get ready. Yours is coming too. Now, God is a merciful God. If you repent, you can probably avoid some of the stuff, but a lot of the stuff he says is already on its way. It cannot be stopped, but you can change. You can drop to your knees and repent, and God will hear you. So my question is for everyone. Which side of God's justice will you be on when the Lord reveals himself? This is the apocalypse. This is who he is. When he shows himself in all his mighty power, where will you be? I don't know about you, but I want to be on the Lord's side, and I hope you do too. It's not too late to repent. This has been Paula Matthews with another powerful word from the Lord for Epic Books and Cafe. See you next time.